You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government recently made a series of changes to the licensing requirements for early childhood centres to be able to operate. These include repealing the network approval provisions for people looking to establish early learning centres and removing the person responsible staff requirements to have a full teaching licence. The government justified these reforms by saying regulation cuts would make it easier for early childhood centres to operate, thus addressing Aotearoa's teacher shortage. However, many kaiako working in early childhood education have said deregulation does not address the root causes of the teacher shortage and that more focus is needed on addressing pay inequality for teachers within the sector. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to early childhood kaiako and member of the New Zealand Educational Institute, Hayley Cross, to discuss a petition from the union to the government calling for pay parity in early childhood education.
So tell us about the petition and what it's about.
So our petition is calling on the government to protect, value and respect early childhood kaiako and the mahi that they do with tamariki. And so we're looking to protect pay parity for kaiako. And that kind of recognises that early childhood teachers have the exact same degrees, expectations and requirements as all other teachers, so kindergarten, primary and high school. But we feel that at the moment this government's taking us backwards and not forwards.
Does Aotearoa have a problem when it comes to equal payment for early childhood educators?
Yeah, so we won pay parity in about 2021, which was a really historic win for early childhood kaiako. But it's still not 100% there. There's a lot of different routes to pay parity, but not all teachers are even on full parity yet.
The government recently made a series of reforms to early childhood education, specifically regarding the requirement for teachers to enter the sector and for early childhood education centres to get set up. So how do you think these reforms will impact teachers working in the sector?
So the direction of this government really just shows that they're favouring business over people, and it just completely undermines us, and it doesn't want to put the children or the teachers first. So for example, like one of the things they've deregulated is removing, I guess, new barriers for centres to open in communities. There's no, now they're removing the need for there to be certain early childhood centres open in certain areas. So for example, centres set up for Māori tamariki. So it's kind of the local communities are going to be in flux with big business centres that don't necessarily put the rights of tamariki and whānau first.
David Seymour referred to the previous regulations as red tape and said they would drive up costs and make it more difficult for childcare centres to open and operate. How would you respond to that?
I would say that a lot of the regulations are in place for the safety of tamariki and kaiako. And I think that the costs such as pay parity and even hopefully upcoming pay equity, things that costs that centres kind of should bear. But I think what David Seymour would like is for early childhood centres to determine how much their staff get paid, which is not equitable and it does not uphold the mana of kaiako.
What do you think early childhood education in Aotearoa will look like in the future without the necessary protections for teachers in place?
I think it's just going to be even more the Wild West than it already is. I think we're going to have an influx of even more businesses and corporates running for massive profits that favour the shareholders, and we're going to have not many qualified or registered kaiako that really value education, and I think it's just going to be really sad if things keep heading in this direction.
Aotearoa has been dealing with a brain drain and an exodus of teachers seeking work opportunities overseas. Do you think that's likely to continue the way things are going at the moment?
Totally, yeah. I think we're going to lose really high quality teachers and we're just going to be left with not much of a workforce, which is going to really not work to improve ratios. It's going to make it a lot worse, which is really going to jeopardise the safety of tamariki.
Finally, do you have a message you'd like to send to the government?
I would like the government to really come and visit early childhood centres, see what actually happens, the important work that kaiako do, value and respect the mahi that the teachers do, and the needs of tamariki. And we need to, just create better working conditions for these kaiako, like the saying, teaching conditions are children's working conditions. So I think that's just the most important thing to consider when we're looking at our most vulnerable people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.